Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Projections and predictions are two completely different things. And over the years, hosting a sports talk radio show and now doing the podcast, Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, you are often asked by people to make predictions. Who's going to win the game Sunday? What are the Royals going to finish in their division? Who should the Chiefs take? Who will the Chiefs take in the draft? You're asked all the time to make predictions. Predictions are insanely difficult. They're very, very hard. That's like trying to predict stocks. You may ask, what stock should I buy? Well, I don't know. I can't predict what the market is going to do, and I can't predict what a company is going to do. But I've always thought the best way to host one of these shows or to talk about different issues and topics is to oftentimes try to project things that are going to happen. And there is a big difference between predicting and projecting. The latest example has to do with the podcast that we did as recently as last week about the World Cup coming to Kansas City, where we said, hey, we're all for it. If there's an economic gain and a quality of life issue, and there's going to be a month in 2026 where we're all really happy that the world is watching and events are taking place in Kansas City, I can understand the civic pride. I can understand why people feel good. I also have been around sports and people in sports for so long that I know that it's never really about that. It's always about the people making decisions. It's always about it's like everything in government. It's always about the elite. It's about the owner of the Chiefs, the owner of Sporting Kansas City, the Kansas City Sports Commission, the politicians, and the business leaders involved. Let's just put a number on it like this. Let's say there were 20 people really instrumental in all of this. Well, over the course of years, those 20 people, this becomes a passion. It becomes a life quest. It becomes a goal that is so meaningful to them to pat themselves on the back and say, we got this, we did something great for the city, that they lose sight of what it is that they're actually doing, and it gets completely distorted in reality what the event is. They convince themselves and others around them that this is the greatest thing ever to happen in Kansas City, and there's already lists out of the greatest sporting events ever in Kansas City. And, you know, Uruguay playing a soccer match at Arrowhead is not going to be on my list of top 10 sporting events in Kansas City. It has no chance of that. Zero. I'm sorry. None. For most Kansas Citians, that rings true. It will be something else. It will be, you know, Kansas beating Oklahoma for the national title. It will be the Chiefs winning an AFC championship at Arrowhead Stadium to go to the Super Bowl. It will be the Royals winning the World Series in 85. It will be Salvador Perez wild card base hit. It will be Sporting Kansas City winning a championship in their own stadium. There's a million things we can sit here and list. We could go on and on and on and name things that are more important to Kansas Cityans than some foreign country playing at Arrowhead Stadium in the World Cup. But I want to go back to the people that make these decisions and projecting versus predicting. You know, I didn't predict that there would be some sort of a bait and switch. We talked about this last week, and I said, what we got to watch for here over the next 4 years. Okay, my prediction wasn't, what has happened now was not my prediction. Okay, but there was a projection. And I talked about this. I said, I know these people. I know how they work. I know what they've guaranteed. I know they have lots of money, and they've guaranteed a crooked body, FIFA, a lot of money to get Kansas City the World Cup. This was the easiest thing I've ever said on air as an opinion. I can't prove it to you. I don't have the contract. I don't have inside information with Clark Hunt's office or Cliff Hillig. The easiest projection is that what Kansas City did here was guarantee a bid with billionaires that is more money than other cities are paying, because we really don't have the other things that they're looking for in the World Cup. And then what I said last week was, we just have to be careful over the next 4 years to make sure that we're not on the hook for this, that the bait and switch doesn't happen. So I didn't predict that by Wednesday of next week, we'll be doing a podcast about how Kansas City officials now say they need $50 million to jackhammer the living smack out of Arrowhead Stadium, something we love, and a football team that we love and cherish. By the way, don't compare the World Cup to the Kansas City Chiefs. Not in this town. Don't. Just don't. Don't even think about that. This is a personal thing for Clark Hunt. He loves soccer. He owns soccer teams. He played soccer. He may love soccer more than NFL. It's possible. He may view the NFL as more important to his dad than to him. And the money that he can make if he promotes soccer in America, being an owner of a soccer team and getting the World Cup here, is now a greater future investment for him over a passion that he loves than the NFL. It's possible he thinks that way. I can't walk in his shoes. I've never been in a spot like his, so I don't know. What I do know is they told the World Cup people, because now they've said this, we need $50 million to renovate Arrowhead. We'll take care of that. This stadium will be okay for your games because it's not built for this. It's not big enough to have a field for the World Cup. So we're going to have $50 billion. We're going to jackhammer $50 million. We're going to jackhammer the living smack out of the lower bowl. We're going to tear the stadium up. I mean, literally tear the stadium up so we can have soccer matches. At one point, they thought there was a possibility of putting this all up on a platform and they would lose some seats in the lower bowl. They would just extend a platform. I don't think they like that idea. They want this played on earth and not a platform. And it sounds like that idea is gone and the jackhammers are coming in and seats are coming out and some weird stuff is going to happen to Arrowhead. No final plans yet. They're telling us 50, which means 75. In today's dollar, we're talking 4 years down the road. $50 million projection that they had, what was their $50 million for Arrowhead? 3 years ago? When they went to FIFA, were they projecting $50 million 3 years ago? That's going to be 75 if it's a nickel. So I didn't predict this would happen within a few days, but I think I was the only one saying, pump the brakes here. This doesn't smell right. This doesn't pass the smell test. Now an economist named Peter Jacobson has written an op-ed piece. He's a local guy, and he has studied the World Cup in other places. And he has pointed out that in Japan and South Korea recently, they projected a $4 billion profit and impact off hosting the World Cup. And in the end, they lost between $6 and $9 billion. Wow! So they projected X amount as profit or benefit and actually found that it was double that they lost. These are bad deals. If you love soccer and if Kansas City truly loves soccer and this is what we want to do, then okay, here's what's going to happen. We're paying for this. $50 million right now, the Jackson County Sports Authority convenes. This is a board of regular folks. They're not very powerful in the grand scheme of things. They're not movers and shakers. They don't go out there and try to get events. They take care of the purse strings for Jackson County on the budget for the sports complex. They held a meeting because we got the World Cup. And a couple of these dudes are like farmer-looking guys wearing ball caps, whatever. They're just dudes. They're just people at the table. And it's public. It's open. There's audio. There's video and audio of this meeting. It looks like very few meetings I've ever sat in. It looks like people meeting at Denny's having coffee and discussing what they're going to do at the American Legion Hall Saturday night with the fish fry. That's what it looks like. I'm not making fun of them. I'm saying this actually might be a better way than the pomp and circumstance that we have with leaders. This seemed like a really common sense group. They're going around the table and they're talking, and a gentleman says to the group, well, it sounds like we need $50 million to jackhammer and renovate Arrowhead Stadium. Who's going to pay for that? And who's going to pay to fix it back? Because we haven't got to that point. We haven't got to the point yet of, wait, okay, we're gonna do this for the World Cup. Then how do we fix it back so it's good for the Chiefs? And one person around the table said, good question. Nobody had an answer. There was a really awkward, silent pause. And one of the gentlemen said, call Kathy Nelson. Kathy Nelson's in charge of the Greater Kansas City Sports Commission and Foundation. I have known Kathy Nelson since we worked together in the 90s at Channel 4. She worked in studio control as a Chiron operator. She used to run the graphics for Royals games. And I was the sports anchor. And Kathy and I lived in the same neighborhood for many, many years. I've known her forever. I mean, forever. If you rate friends as, and you give them numbers, 1, 2, and 3. 1 is somebody you're really close to. That's your circle. Your circle of people that you're really close to. I don't know what that is for most people. For me, it's probably 25 to 50. And I like to keep it smaller if I can. I like to keep the circle of friends, the one, I like to keep that smaller. Then you have people that you're friends with, and you maybe go to dinner with them once a year or get together every now and then, but you text them from time to time, and you know, those maybe them your Christmas card friends when we used to do Christmas cards. Maybe those people. That big extended list of 150 people that you've got, that's Kathy Nelson. She was in that group. We'd see her at the pool. We did things professionally. I had her on my radio show. We had beers with them. There were a lot of things through the years we've done with Kathy Nelson. Then the third category is people that you know that you don't know very well. You've met them. You feel a little queasy about asking for a favor or whatever. Well, Kathy Nelson fits into category two. So not my closest circle of friends, but certainly somebody we've known and her family for years and years and years. And she's really a good person. She is sweet. Everybody likes Kathy Nelson. She does a great job at the Sports Commission. Her job at the Sports Commission is to wear pom-poms and to jump up and down and cheer for Kansas City and get it done. When billionaires come to you that hold the purse strings to your job, it's a great job, okay? And Kevin Gray, who preceded her, was fantastic at it too, and he was the same way. It's a cheerleading job. You're an ambassador for Kansas City. You go to different cities, you learn things, you try to implement things here, and you ask the people with all the money in Kansas City to help you get these things. Hey, let's get a women's volleyball tournament here that very few people attend. But let's get it. Because it's NCAAs and we should have it here, and people underwrite that and support that. Mayor Lucas has already said, Mayor Q has already said he's on board. He's going to give money to this. He's got money. Somehow, somewhere, they can't pick up garbage in Kansas City. And they can't fix potholes. And we have rising crime to the tune of record crime and homicide. But he's got money somewhere stashed for the billionaires that fund his campaign to have a soccer match 4 years down the road when he won't be mayor. This is as bad as it gets. This is as bad as it gets. This is government. This is foundations or commissions. This is committees. And this is billionaires all conspiring to do something that is pawned off and sold to us, and the media in this town just lap it up. They just lap it up like this is the greatest thing ever and don't ever even think what's actually taking place here. So I projected there would be problems because there's always problems in Kansas City with events like this and with things like this. Look, it's the same thing. If we said, let's put it on the ballot. Do you want to spend $1 billion in taxpayer money for a downtown ballpark and a new Arrowhead Stadium if we can get a Super Bowl? You get the Royals downtown, helping downtown, and you could get a Super Bowl. Because Clark Hunt could get the pledge from the NFL that if you build the proper stadium in Kansas City, the Super Bowl will come here. We could get that pledge. Then we get to go vote on it and decide whether it's something we want. That's how it works. This World Cup shenanigans is not how it works. Do you know how hard these people work for 7 years? Have you ever worked for 7 years on something? Have you ever dedicated years of your life towards something? You lose all reality on it. Whatever you're working on, you lose complete reality of what it is that you're getting. It's simply the goal of, I've invested so much time, we have to get this now. So my projection last week was, watch out. There's more coming. Be careful. This isn't as it appears. I was not predicting that next week we'd find out, hey, we got to come up with $50 million somehow for the Chiefs to jackhammer the living snot out of Arrowhead and turn it into a soccer complex. I didn't predict that. I just knew and projected, and it was maybe the easiest projection in the history of this podcast, that something was coming. This doesn't sound right. I know billionaires. They pledge their money. They sign off and back it. Then they want you to take care of it for them. I'll give you a classic example. And this was a wonderful deal for me personally and for my business partner, Chad Boger, when we founded Sports Radio 810, Union Broadcasting. Jerry Green was a very wealthy man who tried to buy the Royals. He owned Union Bank. He'd owned Union Chevrolet before that. He'd had a lot of different investments. And Jerry was a smart guy, but he was also a fun-loving guy and kind of liked being a public figure if he could. He liked being seen out on the town. He was a very eccentric man. He was a big-hearted, smart, wonderful man. He was absolutely, to this day, one of the best friends I've ever had in my life. I miss Jerry, not on the scale that I miss my dad, but I miss Jerry every day. There are very few days that go by that I don't think about Jerry Green. You may remember the name, you may not. Jerry Green decided to go with us to be his partners in radio and in having the first sport all sports radio station in Kansas City because he believed in me. And that was unbelievable. And that created an unbelievable bond. He was like, well, Kevin, if you're not going to go to work for my station, if I partner with these other people, then I'm not going to partner with them. I said, well, I'm not. I'm going to stay in TV. I'm not going to go work for those people. If we start our own company, I'll do that. I'll leave Channel 4 and I'll go into radio and do that. And he immediately said, we're partners. And it was the greatest feeling. I can't tell you the rush that I had, the feeling that I had. Then Jerry started setting up the business because we just assumed he's going to buy the business, buy the radio station, do whatever. Our first venture was only about $1 million. That was 1510. The second one was about $8 million. This is all public filing. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. So there's about $9 million on the line. There were also the costs of starting business. There was a few hundred thousand dollars in salaries and staff and upgrades and facilities that we needed to put aside. So Jerry's like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write a check for, I think the initial buy-in on 1510, again, was not much. So I think we looked at like a startup plan of about $1.5 million. I think he said something to the tune, I'm going to write a check for $300,000. We're going to get a bank loan, and you boys are going to run this business and make my payments for me. And that's how that's going to work. In return, I'm going to give you shares in the company. You're going to be my partners. You don't have to buy in for anything. I'm signing off on all of it. You two boys got to go pay for it. And we thought that was the greatest deal ever. And it was, until we weren't very good at paying off debt. We were okay. We made the payments. But you're like, wow, that's just not going very fast. We're paying more interest here than anything else. You know, this isn't appreciating like it should, whatever. Then we bought 810, which was an $8 million buy-in, and he did the same thing. I think he wrote a check for $1.5 million, maybe. The rest became a giant note. We had a lot of revenue coming in then. I mean, massive amounts of revenue. The business was a wild success. We had all these advertisers, and so it was easy then to service the note and pay all this stuff down. And as we're paying it all down, and theoretically making a profit, Jerry's getting return on his investment, and we're paying down something that he has stock in and he's making money on. Great. This is how rich people make money. And it's always funny to me because I hear, you know, Dave Ramsey on the radio say, never borrow money, stay out of debt. I think for most people, that's true. For the wealthiest people, it's not true. They like to pledge their assets and have others pay it, whether it's through a bond, through a loan, through a vote, or through strong-arming the mayor or politicians, they're going to get theirs. It ain't going to pay cash for it. So this projection I made last week was spot on. And now we're hearing economists say this is a bad deal for Kansas City. Kathy Nelson, again, a friend of mine, but I'm an honest dude. I run an honest podcast. No comment when asked about this. Where's the $50 million coming from, Kathy? No comment. So now the billionaires have receded back to their estates. They're probably hanging out in the mountains in Colorado or Clark Hunt's in Fiji at his private island that he has. They've left. They're gone. They're out of town. Goodbye. They got their yes, and they've left Kathy Nelson to twist in the wind and try to explain to people where $50 million is going to come from. We don't know. And let me say it loud and clear. This is just the beginning. $50 million is the tip of the iceberg. This is the appetizer. Would you like to try the crab cakes as an appetizer? It's $50 million. You haven't even thought about dinner yet. That's what this is. And now we're all asking who's going to pay for it, and there is no comment, and nobody knows. That's where we are. So, did I predict this would happen? No, I didn't predict it this way. I projected last week that I smelled a rat. This doesn't look right. This doesn't feel right. This doesn't sound right. How are all the media involved in this? Why? There's no money to be made in the media. I don't get it. The television rights are sold to whatever, Fox or whoever has them. Yeah, I'm watching all these specials, all these live events, all these news channels locally. Where's their money coming from on this? I don't know what they stand to gain. People aren't going to be watching the matches. I don't get any of it. I just know. And I try to say I'm an optimistic person. I like to talk about positive things on this podcast. I've been around sports for a long, long time. I am so pessimistic on these billionaires and what they will do. They do not care. This is not about creating jobs. It's not about the people of Kansas City. It is a personal goal for them to boast in the circles they run in and say, I got this. the least flattering, although Jerry had style, the least flattering thing about Jerry Green, my dear friend, the least flattering thing was when he just bragged to people that he owned Sports Radio 810. It was true, he did it. And he did a great thing. He brought sports radio to Kansas City when giant corporations said it would never work in Kansas City. He did it, and it was a smashing success, as were many of his businesses. He loved business so much, he had a circle of friends. They'd go down to the plaza for dinner. They'd go to Capital Grill or Roots Crisp back then or whatever it was, and he'd see a lot of the same people, and they'd say, how's it going? He'd say, oh, it's going great. We're the highest rated state, and we were. For several years, we were the highest rated sports radio station in the country. We were. And he was very proud of me for having the highest rated show in America. And I was very proud of that. And it was a wonderful time. But we were paying for it. The partners were paying for it on his behalf. In this case, the partners, his partners are politicians, civic leaders, Kathy Nelson, Quentin Lucas. These billionaires aren't paying this. They're not paying this. It's pretty clear right now, as the sports commission has met and asked, where's it coming from? Nobody knows. Call Kathy Nelson. No comment. It is so Kansas City. My God. You want to do business straight up with people, do it with my sponsors. These are people I know. These are straight up folks. Mike Robinson at Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC will treat you better and more fairly than anyone in the Midwest. It's my promise to you. They want to earn your business. Online at robertsrobinson.com, where you can shop, click, and drive. 0% financing on most Buicks and GMCs, 1.9 on Chevy Silverado, and you can build your own car with them, have it delivered right to you, exactly like you like it. Roberts Robinson is also the rear dealer with the free lifetime warranty. Check them out online at robertsrobinson.com. Doug Horn and his book, Teen Driver Protection, online at hornlaw.com. It's a free service. Here are the top three things for new drivers. We talked yesterday a little bit about the first 1,500 miles of driving. That usually translates to about the first 6 months after a teen receives their license. You can understand why this is the high-risk area. Until they become familiar with the routes of travel that they normally have and get more comfortable with traffic patterns and better anticipate the movement of other vehicles, they're in danger. Most early teen accidents, violent collisions, are not caused by reckless driving or even aggression. They're caused by lack of scanning, which means looking in your mirrors, looking around, knowing where other cars are at all times, going too fast for that road's condition. That's driving in the rain, not recklessly, not aggressively. They just don't understand that you're driving in the rain and you got to slow down. Or being distracted by something inside or outside the vehicle. You can learn all this at Horn Law. It's a free service, a public service of Horn Law. Online at hornlaw.com. Teen driver protection. Quality supervised driving time with parents matters. Do it this summer. Fry Orthodontics online at fryorthodontics.com. Dr. Jeremy is offering $500 off right now Invisalign or braces if you mention Kevin Keatsman has issues. The first appointment is always free. Call 913-469-9191 to schedule your appointment or log on to fryorthodontics.com. There's a location near you. There's really no reason to go anywhere else. I think you know how close I am with Dr. Jeremy. And I just can't recommend this more highly. They're going to treat you great. You're going to love your experience at fryorthodontics.com, where your smile is just the start. And big rains on Tuesday night. Some places got 2-3 inches. That usually leads to, after sweltering heat and things of this nature, some people with some leaks, some problems, some water damage. If you're seeing something coming through ceiling spots, call Buck Roofing right now. 913-384-2680. They'll get out right away. They do emergency service. Or if you just see ceiling spots and say, hey, you can wait a couple, 3 days, they'll get out there and find out what's causing that. Sometimes it's just a little flashing around a gutter and it only costs $100. Sometimes they do little teeny jobs absolutely free when they see it and say, hey, you're good to go. And sometimes it's like, uh-oh, this is coming through the middle of your house because you basically got a hole in your roof because you need a new roof. But you need to know. Buck Roofing can climb up there and figure it out. 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. There's a theft lady in Kansas City. You heard about this woman? This is crazy. I've never heard of this woman. Okay, Kelly Jo Bauer lives in Overland Park, and this sounds like a movie. This sounds like this could be a movie. At least one of those made-for-TV movies. Now, I don't know how it ends, but you could take, you know these movies where they say based on a true story? That's what you'd want here. You'd want to embellish this. I don't know what the ending would be. I don't know if it's a hail of bullets and the lady dies. I don't know if she's rehabilitated and, you know, runs for mayor and wins. I don't know what the end would be. Hollywood could figure that out. But there's a movie here. There's definitely a wonderful movie here. 2007, Kelly Jo Bauer is caught shoplifting at three different stores. They're upscale. She's grabbing items. She gets in trouble. She's cited. She pays fine. She goes on probation. 2013, she is caught again. Retail theft. Again, she pays fines. She's on probation. She's released. 2015, she is caught with 1,000 high-end items on a Facebook posting. 1,000 high-end items, Gucci purses, all kinds of stuff. She's running a Facebook marketplace store. She's got 1,000 items on there. Undercover cops go to her house. They go to buy stuff, and they catch her. She's selling out of her home in Overland Park. She is sentenced to a year in jail and a huge fine. She gets probation, pays another fine. 2022. Here we go. Fancy house, 137th and Horton. She's been ripping off Scheels in Overland Park. Now, I don't think she was taking Finch knives because those are in a case. I mean, what kind of fraud is this? Supposedly, she was stealing gift cards, among other items. She's taking shoes. She's taking sporting goods. She's stealing stuff one piece at a time. It's the old Johnny Cash song. She steals it. She gets it at home. She catalogs it, and she has an online store. Is she selling $50 Scheels gift cards for $25 that when you get them have nothing on them? I don't know. Is she buying $25 cards, saying they're $50, and, or, you know, some kind of scam like that. I don't know. I don't know how her scam runs. But she was, again, showing items to undercover cops at her home. She can't learn. Previously, when she got probation, she was ordered psychiatric help, and she was given medication. This woman looks like your neighbor. This woman is your neighbor. The neighbors won't talk. The news channels went out to her house, and they're like, nobody talking about this, about felony woman. This is a felony theft charge now and all kinds of problems she's got. And the neighbor's like, we don't want to talk about her. We're scared. When the police were there and everything was going down, they're like, too much violence in the world. We don't know what's going on in that house. We have no comment. I don't blame the neighbors. I don't blame the neighbors because if they let her out again, who knows? Kelly Jo Bauer. She's a serial thief. There's a movie here. Again, I don't know how you end this. I don't know what the premise is why you start. I think she's probably just got a problem. My sister in Florida runs an online store and has, long before Facebook Marketplace, she's been on eBay and things like that. She is a thrift shopper. She will go to Old Navy when they have those mega sales like right after Christmas. And back in those days, I think it was like 5 t-shirts for $10, things like that. And she'd go in and buy it all. She'd buy everything that was a ridiculous discount. She'd take pictures of it, load it up online, put it in an eBay store, have boxes and racks and all this stuff scattered around her house and work out of the home. She was pretty much retired. She sold a daycare. She was at home all the time. She likes being at home. And she liked doing this. She was always great in school. She's good on a keyboard and a screen. These are assets and qualities that she has that I couldn't possibly do what she does. The minutiae involved in that and the waiting, buying a t-shirt, buying 5 t-shirts for $10, then listing them all for $5 each on the internet and waiting a year to sell them all, I couldn't do that if I tried. She knows by her pricing and standing by her pricing, she's going to make money on all of this. So she knows that's what this lady was just not buying the cheap stuff. She was just stealing stuff and doing the same thing, and she's caught. Unbelievable story. Would make a great movie. I don't know how you end that movie. I don't know how you end. We also don't know how the movie ends with Brittany Griner. Been talking about Brittany Griner on the podcast. Her detention in Russia, the WNBA star, has been extended the third time to July 2nd. A spokesman for Vladimir Putin says there are lots of Americans in Russia enjoying their freedoms and obeying our laws. But you have to obey our laws. She is not a prisoner. She's not being held hostage. You know, I trust Russia like I trust the Democrats. You know, if they say they're not doing something, they're probably doing it. I think her experience is dreadful. I think it's just terrible to be her right now. I think it's absolutely awful. There is a report that the United States is now working on a swap with a prisoner that we have, somebody named Viktor Bout, who is in America, sentenced to 25 years. Oh, he's just a terrorist convicted of conspiring to kill Americans. Oh, there we go. A terrorist that we didn't get of murder. We got 25 good years for conspiracy to kill Americans as a terrorist. We may release this person to get Brittany Griner home. The terrorist, Viktor Bout, from Russia, Mother Russia, is known as the Merchant of Death. He worked with terrorist groups in Africa and ran flights in and out of Russia for terrorists to wreak havoc on people all throughout that region of the world. And we have him conspiring to kill Americans. And the Russians say Brittany Griner has been detained until July 2nd. This is the third time it's been extended, her detention. It's been months. And now we may be, I think you got to make the swap. It's as terrible as it sounds to let a terrorist go. I don't know enough about it. I can't say that's my decision. I just think you got to get Brittany Griner home. I just do. And I don't want to place the fact that she's known or she's a celebrity ahead of other people that, you know, find themselves in trouble. There are some terrible stories out there of people who didn't do much and wound up incarcerated in other lands, and we find a way to get them home. This is not somebody that went there to cause trouble. This is not somebody that was doing something anti-Russian. This is somebody that had oils and residue on her vape pens that had cannabis oil on them. And that's a 10-year felony in Russia. I mean, unbelievable. I think you got to get her home. I hate to let... Look, if this terrorist, if this guy, I don't even know, Viktor Bout has been in prison for 11 years already, I think you can probably make the swap. If he's been in prison for 11 months, that's not the person you can swap. I think he needs to serve some time and learn a lesson, you know, and maybe think, hey, do I really want to go back and do this and get caught again and spend another 11 years? I think there's something to that. But Brittany Griner, it sounds like they're trying to do a swap to get her home. That is a hostage, by the way. That's holding someone hostage. If they're now working on a swap, that's holding somebody hostage. That means they've already convicted her or decided that she's going to go to prison for 10 years or whatever. How about this poll for Democrats? This is hysterical. January 6th hearings that we have avoided. Again, projecting, not predicting. I project upon you with this podcast what I think is going to happen. I ignored the January 6th hearings. I'm not going to bore you with them. You're not watching them. You don't need me to recap them. You know they're a sham. We identified that before they started, exactly what they were. Turns out Americans know the same thing. There was no reason for me to waste your time, valuable time, listening to this podcast talking about the January 6th hearings. That would be a complete waste of time. Other media are doing it right and left. It's a channel clicker for me. If you're watching and that comes on, gone. It's a channel clicker. I assume it's a channel clicker for you. It's not something you're Googling on the line online or want to read about. You sure as hell don't want to hear about it on this podcast. So again, projecting, not predicting. I wasn't predicting this next number I'm going to give you, but I was projecting that this was not a necessary thing for this podcast. And this was not a big story. This was not something anybody really needed to know. And wow, have Americans decided they don't need to know it. How about this for Democrats? All this trouble. They hired a producer away from Good Morning America. They go in primetime on TV. Every network shows it. They get it. Oh, God, they got everything. They're lining this thing up. They're coming after Trump. We're going to stop him from running. We're going to embarrass him so bad now that he'll never run in 2024. And people will stop talking about gas prices, open borders, and the war in Ukraine. A poll comes out. Nine, you cannot make this number up. 9 9% of Americans are concerned with the hearings and following them. 9%. If you really think about how many people are in America, that's probably too many. 9% would equate to what, 25 million people? Do you think 25 million people are really interested in those January 6th hearings? I don't. But the polling, the point of the poll is, it is impossible to get something as low as 9%. You can't. You know, are you concerned that the sun is going to run out of gas and we're all going to freeze? That would get better than 9. Are you monitoring and watching activity in outer space for aliens that could come destroy us? Do you pay attention to that? That would get over 9%. There's a lot of things that sound really impossible that would get more than 9%. 9% of people care about these hearings? Oh my God, the Democrats are so stupid. They're so stupid. They have no feel for their constituents. They have no clue who we are. They just have no clue what the American experience is today. They have no clue what's important, what we pay attention to, what we're concerned about. They just flat don't know. And they really only get exposed when they're in complete control. Because then they get this thing in their head that it's a mandate. We're in charge of everything here. It couldn't have been rigged elections. It couldn't have been gerrymandering districts. It couldn't have just been a fluke. It couldn't have been that. No, there's a mandate. They want what we're selling. And then they start peddling it, and America goes, yeah. It's happened every time. Jimmy Carter was, well, this is worse than Jimmy Carter. But it even happened to Obama. We got 2 years of Obama, and America went, ugh, what do we have here? It wasn't good. And we got all those seats with the Tea Party and Congress and took it back and said, we don't want all these people in charge. Obama won a re-election. We were putting bad candidates out. We consistently put flip-floppy, bad candidates out there that tried to appease the left and appease the liberal media, and that is no way to run as a Republican. You do not try to get the media on your side. It will not work. They hated John McCain until he died. Then they loved him. They hated Mitt Romney. They hated Mitt Romney until he flipped and basically has become a liberal, and now they like him. They hated George W. Bush until he wasn't president anymore, and now they see him sitting with Bill Clinton and doing these initiatives, and they're like, okay, he's all right. He's fine. They become honest about you when you're no longer a threat. They're dishonest when you're a threat. They haven't even turned their guns on DeSantis yet because they all think Trump's going to run, and that's where we are. But my God, these people are lost. 9% of Americans care about the January 6th hearings. That is insane. Just crazy. Because when you're hanging out in your kitchen with your family, that is not what you're talking about. You're talking about a lot of other things. And that is where you hang out with your family. And that's why we love having Cross Kitchens. KC is a sponsor of KKHI. Tim Cross, his wife Brittany, great young family. They live on a micro farm out near Belton. These are just wonderful, wonderful people that if you're going to consider a remodel, a kitchen remodel or bathroom, you really want to sit down with Tim. You don't have to hand him your business. Just meet with them. If you're going to meet with somebody else, meet with Tim too. See who you're more comfortable with. Find out how you want to do this. I can't think of anything better than having the owner on your job. That's important. Tim Cross is on every project. His number is 816-898-7047. It's crosskitchenskc.com. My buddy Chris over at B-Stock sent me an email yesterday. He has the Samsung QLED 65-inch TVs, 30% less than Best Buy. Let me make this perfectly clear. There's a bunch of Best Buys around Kansas City. Anyone who walks into Best Buy this week and buys the Samsung QLED 65 is paying 30% too much. Every single person that buys one that doesn't know about BStock.net is making a mistake. It's costing them hundreds of dollars. B-Stock has it for $799. You can run the math on that. That means it's $1,000 or more at Best Buy. It'd be more than $1,000. $1,100, $1,150, something like that at Best Buy, $799 at B-Stock. It's just really simple. You will find everything for way less at bstock.net. 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. On to sports. How about this? Bobby Witt Jr., the Royals went 3-for-5 with 2 home runs. The Royals win 12-11 in 11 innings. They're officially hot. They're 25-42. They're only 17 games under. They are. They're on a little win streak here. Carlos Santana went 4-for-5. Salvador Perez has been hitting home runs. He left the game with a thumb injury, which sucked. Royals had a big lead in this game. They blew it. They had a big lead and blew it. But then they hit some more, and then they hit some more, and Bobby Witt Jr. just keeps hitting. And he is now the third Royal in a rookie season to have 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases in the same year. Well, how's that going to work out for the other two guys? Well, he's going to beat that. The other two were Hosmer and Gordon, I think. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to shatter that. I mean, we're looking at a guy that he's just getting better and better. He's probably going to hit 25 home runs in his rookie year, which is kind of the mark we said. Wouldn't you be thrilled if Bobby Witt hit 25 home runs? I think his average is maybe up over 240 now. Can he get hot and get it up in the 260s and 270 his rookie year? Is he on his way to rookie of the year if he keeps going? I don't know. He's just doing some really mature things. His home runs, and he had a home run last night and a double off the wall that just missed being a home run by a couple of feet that drove in Benintendi. Just took the pitches inside out and drove them to right center with easy power. It's just a beautiful thing to see. It's fun to watch him hit. It really is. He's learning the strike zone. He's patient. He's getting good counts. Fun stuff. The Royals win in 11 innings. Whit Merrifield comes up big. Love the extra inning rules. This was a fun game, and I did not see the end of it. I watched the highlights this morning. I stayed up until about the eighth inning. I think I turned it off. It was well after 11:15, 11:30, something like that. I turned it off and said, I can't do it. I can't do the last two innings. The Royals at that point had a 2 or 3 run lead. I said, we're good. That's fine. Man, if I knew it was going 11 innings, I would have turned it off earlier and said, I'd just get up in the morning and watch this, because it probably went on for a little while. But you may have missed it. It's fun. And we've bashed the Royals a lot here this year. I love baseball. I love the Royals. I love fun, entertaining, interesting baseball. And last night's game against the Angels, if you didn't know it, may wind up being the best and single most interesting game of the year. It was a wild one. And good for the Royals for doing that. Patrick Mahomes is in the news, because when is he not in the news? Patrick Mahomes' trainer, Bobby Stroup, S-T-R-O-U-P-E, Stroup, moved to Kansas City, and now the national stories are popping up because Bobby Stroup has been living here this offseason. The national stories have popped up everywhere by the pundits who just have to have something to write about. There, when you're given a beat that is NFL, and that's it, you can only write about the NFL, you got to find something every day. You have to find something every day. So a couple of national writers have written stories with themes that this is going to be Patrick Mahomes' best year. That his trainer moved here, and instead of Mahomes going to Texas a week at a time or 2 days at a time and giving a regimen, that he's working with this trainer, and that Patrick Mahomes will be bigger, faster, stronger than ever before this year. Let me project something. We'll know right away. When we watch him play in the preseason, we'll know right away if this was a difference or not. We'll see it when we look at him. If he doesn't look like all his baby fat is pumped into his uniform, and he's moving around quicker. And I think what they're doing, what this is about, is injury prevention. I think Mahomes is tired of missing games to injury. A lot of athletes go through the same thing. When the game is naturally easy to you, you don't get in the best shape until somebody convinces you the reason you're getting hurt is you're not in the best shape. I've seen nothing this offseason to lead me to believe that Patrick Mahomes has been dedicated to getting in great shape. Nothing. We've seen the excess at his wedding. We saw him get drunk on national TV playing golf. We've watched him courtside at NBA games. He flies off in his Learjet. Could he get a great workout in that day and get on his jet and go to a Mavericks game? Of course he can. Is that what he's doing? I don't know. They're pregnant again. They've got a baby. They got another one on the way. It's been a big offseason. But I can't really look at this and say, boy, there's a guy that's been home offseason really dedicated to being in the best shape of his life. Now, maybe the best shape of his life is a pretty low bar, because as quarterbacks go, he works less than most at this. That's okay. He's great. We love him. If and when he really gets serious about everything and stops, look, I'd do the same thing. Don't get me wrong. I'd be living his life too. I'd be doing all of these things. There's no way I'm turning down courtside seats in the NBA or going out to Vegas and playing golf in this thing. And I don't think I would have had a beers while I was doing it, but he went and did it. And if he's in Vegas for a few days and he's eating steaks and having beers and doing whatever it is that he does, that's his life. And I'm okay with that. And I'd be doing the same things. And I'm not blaming him, because at his age, I don't know if the light bulb has come on yet. I don't think he understands the opportunity that's been missed. Four consecutive games in your stadium in the AFC title game and one Super Bowl ring is not very good. It's not very good. It's not the worst, but it's not very good. So I think he just assumes it's always going to happen, that they're always going to be there, that they're always going to be in the title game. Well, it's pretty clear it's gotten harder and harder, and the other quarterbacks are getting better and better, and the other teams are getting better and better. At some point, maybe it was this offseason. Maybe this guy moving here did it. Maybe the light bulb came on, and he's going to come back and just be a freak show. I'd love that. I'd love to see that. This is the month of partying for NFL players. This is the one month NFL franchises hate the most. There is no good news this month. There is only trouble. There's only players getting in trouble. There's only players getting fat. There's only players that stop lifting. They give everything up for a month, and they just live a life of excess, and then they report to training camp, which is why they still have long training camps. They have long training camps because this month, for a lot of players, is completely lacking in discipline. We'll see. I like the tone of the stories that Bobby Stroop is going to make a difference by being here in Kansas City, that Mahomes somehow is going to be in much better shape and he's much more serious this year. I love that. I welcome that. I think at some point that will happen. I think at some point we will look at Mahomes and go, wow, look what he did this offseason, and look at him now. I think that will happen. I do not think it will be this year. There, that's a prediction. My projection is I think it will happen. My prediction is we're not going to see it yet this year. That's just my prediction. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm absolutely wrong, completely and utterly and totally wrong on that one. I am not wrong, and if you want to stay in Manhattan, the Bluemont Hotel is the place to go. Great views of campus or historic Aggieville, which is under renovation. They've got executive suites for entertaining. If you've got a ball tournament or soccer tournament there this summer, the Bluemont Hotel would love to have you. They have live music each week. They have great amenities. If you're a business traveler and you're frequently there at the NBAF facility or the new, oh my gosh, they got this thing coming in with 6,000 jobs they're adding in Manhattan. That's like 10% of the population. This is boomtown. Manhattan is boomtown. It's crazy. They're building this health facility, a research facility that's going to go with NBAF, which is the mad cow disease thing that the government paid for and built underground. They got all these six-figure jobs coming in. This is great. If you visit there on business, if you travel, then the Bluemont Hotel is your destination, especially if you're going with your kids for a ball tournament. They've got Goolsby's Restaurant and Indoor Entertainment Center. You're going to love it. They got all the great simulated machines in there for the kids and adults to play. They're built for adults, but they're finding in the summer when all the ball tournaments are in Manhattan and soccer tournaments, the kids are in there playing this stuff right and left. The Bluemont Hotel and Goolsby's in Manhattan. 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com. This is your business's business to help your business. That's what Mark Lindquist does. You will get complete satisfaction as his customer. Anywhere in Western Missouri, the entire state of Kansas. Ditch those expensive copiers. If you have HP toner in your office, get out of it right now. If you see anything that says HP, call Mark Lindquist immediately. You're paying too much for too little. Immediately call him. Ditch HP. 913-745-5344. Online at 360documentsolutions.com. A little later on this Wednesday, if it clears off, I think I'm going to be playing a little golf over at Canyon Farms, part of Great Life KC. A lot of people talking about golf this summer with this new Live Golf League and all these things going on. And now we've got some movement on the PGA Tour. This is embarrassing for them. They have now announced that they're doing their own Live Tour. 8 tournaments, top 50 players from the PGA, 8 events only. $160 million, $20 million per tournament. It's the same thing that Liv is doing. If you can't beat them, join them. I mean, this is happening fast. I definitely predicted that Liv would survive and there would be some sort of a merger. Is this the beginning of a merger? 8 tournaments, $160 million, only for the top 50 players on the PGA Tour. When these events are played, as soon as next year, and all the money goes to the top players, the other 100 players on tour will have their own tournament at a different site where they play for points to try to move up their standing to stay on tour. I'm okay with this. Phil Mickelson has won, folks. Phil was right. Just like conservatives everywhere, conservatives are right. We're always right on the issues. We have the answers, we have the solutions, and we're right. Phil took all this grief, and in a matter of weeks, not months, in a matter of weeks, Phil Mickelson leaving and exposing the PGA Tour for the fraud that it is to the players has changed the PGA Tour. He's changed it. The only thing missing here is their top 50 players in these events is fine, but they need to also have an inclusion of the top 10 in the social media influencing. So if Phil's not in the top 50, he needs to be in this event. Because they have their top 10 of social media influence, and they pay those guys bonus money. All like Ricky Fowler isn't top 50 anymore, but he's one of the top influencers. He should be in the event too. It's the only thing missing. They're not real forward-thinking. They don't think these things through very well. But the bottom line here is, if you like conservatives, if you like conservatives that come out and say what's on their mind, if you like them being honest and truthful, and at the same time saying, yes, I'm joining this league, but I'm sick about the Saudis killing that journalist and what they think of gay people, but I'm doing this. I'm playing in London. I'm playing in America. I'm doing this. If you appreciate people speaking the truth, telling the truth, that are conservative and getting things done and winning, nobody's done that better than Phil. And he needs to hear from people that he's done the right thing. And he has done the right thing. And he's here. Oh, believe me, he's hearing from these top 50 golfers. They're thanking him like crazy right now. Because they were all getting ready to leave and go to LIV Tour. They were. Brooks Koepka went this week. This thing was about to implode. It was falling apart. And Phil was right. And Phil was a pioneer. And he was the first. And now the PGA Tour has reacted and benefited the top players on their tour. Phil wins. By the way, it's been reported now the PGA Tour has 23 sponsors. 23 different sponsors with Saudis as investors. The PGA Tour. 23 of their sponsors are backed by Saudis in small ways, some in large ways. I don't know. I just like to play golf. And I'm going to Canyon Farms later today, part of greatlifekc.com. If you would like to play more golf, log on to greatlifekc.com and find out what a low-cost, all-inclusive monthly fee gets for you to play more golf. greatlifekc.com. Big Slick is this weekend. This is the celebrities in Kansas City raising money for Children's Mercy and all kinds of great charities. Big Slick is this weekend, and they'll have a softball game at Kauffman before the Royals game on Friday. Then they have their big event at T-Mobile Center on Saturday, and they raise a lot of money. This has become a really big deal, and it makes a lot of money. Everything is good here. A lot of people are disappointed that Jason Sudeikis will not be here this year. Jason Sudeikis is easily the most famous of all these people now. He's more famous than Paul Rudd. I know he's in the Ant-Man movies. Jason Sudeikis is the hottest and most famous person on the list. And it's too bad that he's not here. But there is a silver lining. If you've watched Ted Lasso, if you love Ted Lasso, it's not about soccer. It's not about soccer. You don't have to like soccer. I'm not a big soccer fan. It makes, in so many ways, it makes fun of soccer. It's hysterical. It's really a good show. Jason Sudeikis can't be here for Big Slick because he is in London filming Ted Lasso, which means sometime this fall, we're going to get new episodes of Ted Lasso. And for that, we get a sitting applause at KKHI. That makes me very, very happy. And we finish with another positive. The non-woke, red, white, and blue, American flag waving in your face, America's Better Than You movie, Top Gun Maverick, has crossed over the $900 million mark at the box office. It will hit $1 billion here in the next week. It is not slowing down. I mean, theaters, people are going back and seeing it a second, a third, a fourth time. They love it because they love America. They love the story. They love the airplanes. They love all of this. They can't get enough. You don't get to 900 million without a bunch of people going back. Fans of a movie wanting to see it again. We haven't been back a second time, which is stunning to me. But we will. We will. 900 million. I don't know where it stops. 2 billion? I mean, where does this thing stop? They can't even have plans yet of when they're going to put it on Paramount Plus. It'll be big when it goes on Paramount Plus. They'll sell a lot of subscriptions. But they can't possibly be, I assumed with when it came out, they were probably thinking around November, the holidays, you start saying, hey, Paramount Plus, Top Gun, watch it now, all that. But I don't know. this thing could stay in the theaters forever. If people just keep going and paying for it, congratulations to them, the non-woke producers. And thank God we still have Tom Cruise as a giant movie star who just makes what the people want. $900 million already? Crazy fun stuff. Kevin Keatsman Has Issues just continues to grow, and I thank you for that. I thank you, thank you, thank you for that. You're doing such a fine job of sharing with your friends and relatives that we're out here. It just grows every day, and I know it's word of mouth because I'm not doing the social media, the search engine stuff. I'm not buying advertising and doing it that way. It is so cool. It means more coming from you than some ad. I mean, to be honest, you know, putting up a billboard or doing whatever, people see it, whatever. They'll know that I'm out here doing this, but it doesn't mean they'll listen. It doesn't mean they're my folks. You know who the people are that would listen to this podcast. And when you tell them about it, that's more meaningful than them hearing about it some other way. It truly is. It works, and it's fantastic. And I thank you very much for that. And as always, I thank you for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.